business is the approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to just give some, put some thought out for the commission's consideration. As you know, it's the responsibility of the commission to make a recommendation to county council on all rezonings and conditional uses, and tonight we don't have a full commission. If any recommendation fails for lack of a second or for failing to receive three votes, council would not have the benefit of a recommendation or the entire commission's discussions and reasons for the recommendation in favor of or against an application. And that includes possible conditions on a conditional use if the conditional use was to be recommended favorably. I understand that there also will only be three commissioners at the November 15th meeting. So really the same concerns hold true for that commission meeting as well. The castaways' applications on tonight's agenda for a vote are complicated and controversial, with a lot of information in the record, both for and against the project. As a result, thought should be given by the commission to whether the agenda should be amended to delete castaways from old business on the agenda. Since it takes a second and three votes for any motion to succeed, I'm concerned that with only four commissioners tonight, and given the complexity of this case and the fact that it is really three separate applications, there is the possibility that one or more recommendations may not receive a second or get three votes. It would seem to be prudent on a controversial project such as this to consider the input of all five commissioners when discussing and voting on the three pending applications. Otherwise, County Council will not have the benefit of a solid recommendation either way from a full commission with articulated reasons, no matter which way any of those three recommendations might go. There is a requirement that a matter must ordinarily be acted on within 45 days. However, a letter from the applicant's attorney has been received by the county stating that since this is a complicated application with opposition and because the record was left open after the public hearing closed, the applicant has waived any rights or reliance upon the requirement that the commission act within 45 days on the application. Based upon all these circumstances, it may be prudent for the commission to remove the castaways items from tonight's agenda, and knowing that there will only be three commissioners at the November 15th meeting, the commission should consider placing the matter back on an agenda only when it is certain that everyone will be present to deliberate and vote.
A correction to that, I think it's just a certainty that there will only be four commissioners at, as of this date, only four commissioners at the November 15th, with the possibility that there could be three.
Okay.
Just to amend yours.
There's one other item as far as the approval of the agenda. Nothing related to the old business, but item number three, Robert P. and Donna Stevenson, has been removed from the agenda and was removed on October 22nd. So that was struck from the agenda.
Any other comments regarding our council's recommendation, or not recommendation, but just statement for our consideration? The one thing I do want to share with you gentlemen, reluctantly, I was not in favor of this being on the agenda this evening because, quite frankly, I'm not prepared to vote on it. But somehow it got here, and it's here, and I am one of four. So whatever you'd like to do, we will do. But that's kind of where we are. However, if you wish to press forward, we can.
Well, just for a point of clarification for myself, with the applicant waiving the 45-day requirement, that doesn't impede our ability to make a recommendation one way or the other, along with our findings to the county council for them to consider.
No, it wouldn't impede that. I think that actually enables the commission to make that recommendation. I think the conversely, what I'm concerned about is that, and this is more for the public's benefit, what could happen is, there would be a vote that either doesn't get a second or, also there's the possibility that it wouldn't get three affirmative votes, and so it effectively dies, and so there's, no advice to county council for or against as to why the commission would be acting this way or making a recommendation that it should be either denied or approved, either way. And so, that really doesn't make a solid record for or against that county council then can rely on. It just really is sort of a problematic situation, it seems to me. particularly when, you know, there were a lot of interested people, obviously, we see tonight in opposition to it, and, you know, certainly the application or the applicants were in favor of it. It seems like, you know, we should give, you know, an opportunity for both of those viewpoints to be deliberated and considered by the full commission and voted on as well. I think that should be really seriously considered by the commission in how you act tonight.
Well, I for one, am in, would be in favor of having the whole commission present, because I do not know, of course, how the other commissioners are likely to vote. So, and already our chairman has stated that he's not in a position to, doesn't feel that he's ready to vote tonight, so that leaves three of us. And the prospect that we might not be able to forward information or our decision as a commission onto the council does concern me. I'd rather have be in a position where, you know, the commission is making a majority vote one way or the other, you know, to the council. I mean, that's part of our charge as commissioners, are to make recommendations to the county council. So rather than being put in a position where there's either no recommendation or we just are not able to pass on issues that we might have, I'm certainly in favor of not voting on it tonight.
I will reluctantly agree with Mike and council, although I do think it's, I like the 45-day rule. I think it, you make a decision, you make a recommendation, yeah, that gets forwarded up. I think that stops the waste of time that these people have been through. But without five votes, I don't know that we're doing a good service.
Well, gentlemen, it's under mea culpa. I am the individual that asked Director Lank to place this on the agenda this evening. I did so thinking and respecting that we would have an entire commission at that time. I am prepared to vote. I am prepared to make motions on this tonight. But that doesn't mean that I won't be just as prepared in the future. I appreciate and understand the benefit of having the entire commission. While we may not always agree, everyone brings different aspects and different points of view to the commission. The makeup of the commission is also such that geographically that we each know our areas, and the knowledge of those areas and what we see surrounding different applications shapes our points of view and is something that we can share. And with that said, it would probably be most beneficial if I would be able to share my boots on the ground viewpoints and the motions that I have prepared with the full commission. So I'm prepared to follow the advice of the attorney. If you feel as though we're on good solid ground with this, throughout this from the public hearing that started on September 6th, we've adhered to our protocol. It does seem as though we would be deviating a little bit if we, but we still have what, November the 15th, which puts us within the 45 days, with the acknowledgement that we may on the 15th also have the same predicament that we have by being one commissioner down, which is sufficient for a quorum, which is why I say I prepared motions and can move forward, but I hear what these other gentlemen say, and I respect Chairman Wheatley, Commissioner Burton, and Commissioner Johnson.
And let me be clear, I mean, it's not as though there's not a quorum to act. I mean, I don't want to give the impression that that's the case, certainly. And there have been times when the commission certainly has acted upon applications without all five members being present. However, I certainly don't recall a time when that's occurred on, you know, one of the larger applications or a controversial one where, again, there's so much it's a complex record, for one thing. I don't think anybody disputes that. There's a lot of information in the record. And there were well-articulated reasons both for and against the application. Under those circumstances, you know, while we have a quorum, you know, again, it's my suggestion that the commission think strongly about waiting until there's five commissioners before acting. And I think we're on strong legal ground, you know, particularly in light of the letter that we got from the applicant. And that wasn't related to there being, you know, only four commission members. They had sent that in because they weren't sure when the record actually closed, and also acknowledging that the record was complex and there was a lot of information in it. So, you know, it was before I think anybody knew that there was going to be, you know, tonight, you know, four commission members. It's really unrelated to that. But nevertheless, you know, that clearly sets forth their waiver of the 45-day rule as well. So I think we're on a strong legal footing in that regard. And I also think if we have five commissioners, if there were to be an appeal by one side or the other at some point later on after council acts on this, I would rather have to defend an appeal, and I'm sure the other county attorneys would feel the same way, if there's a good solid record that supports the decisions that were made along the way, that being from a full commission and from a full council. So I think that's also very important in all this.
Gentlemen, any more discussion?
I remind you that we're only dealing with the approval of the agenda at this moment.
Yes. Well, Mr. Chairman, after our discussion this evening, I move that we remove under old business change of zone number 1719, change of zone number 1720, and conditional use 1944. Those matters to be considered at a later date when the full commission is present.
Mr. Lank, was there one other change?
Yes, if you would, you can remove, as far as the agenda, item number 3 under old business, as was removed on October 22nd from the agenda after it was mailed out for Robert P. and Donna M. Stevenson.
And as part of my motion, I include the reference to removing under other business Robert P. and Donna M. Stevenson.
I'm going to second that motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 25th, 2012 meeting. Wait a minute. Yeah. We'll take a 5-minute recess.
T-shirts.
I'd feel terrible.
What's going to do?
Can you do?
May I address a question, please?
We're in recess, ma'am. You can go up and ask our attorney.
Sir, I'm sorry if I'm out of line, but just a question, please.
That's true. That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
I feel terrible about it. I really
am. As it turns out, the chairman does not have control of the agenda. No one.
I don't find anybody has control of anything here, to be honest with you. This is a dance circus.